should I read that book?
Sure. Well, you know, Chris, I think it has a lot to do to explain what's the underlying thing rattling our politics right now. And that's that we're in the middle of three accelerations all at the same time with the three largest forces on the planet, which I call the market, Mother Nature, and Moore's Law. So the market for me is digital globalization. Boy, put that in a graph, it looks like a hockey stick. Mother Nature is climate change, biodiversity loss, soaring, and Moore's Law is the speed of technological change. Now, one of the things it's doing is really changing the education requirement of everyone. The days when you or I could go to four-year college and then dine out on that degree for 30 years, that is so over. Today, you have to be a lifelong learner. That is a real challenge for a lot of people because you've got to go back to school constantly, long after you've left the home and mom and dad aren't there to say, Chris, have you done your homework? Because the country is really built by people who we told them what to do. And you know what? They did it well. They built our country. But just sort of doing what you're told now is not enough. I've got a quote in the paperback from my friend Heather McGowan, who's an education specialist. She says, never ask your kid today what you want to be when you grow up. Because whatever it is, it's going to be gone, unless it's policeman or fireman. Only ask your kid how you want to be when you grow up. Will you have an agile learning mindset? Will you be predisposed to being a lifelong learner? And that is a huge challenge for people. And I think it's one of the things roiling society now. So in a